It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been talking about Facebook, and we've talked about Facebook envy, overposting, etiquette, and how to take better pictures.
But what about people who are holdouts, those who swear they'll never get a Facebook account? Yes, Virginia, they really do exist. Although with 1 billion users, Facebook reaches about 1 out of every 7 people on the planet.
Yep. We thought we'd list a few of the benefits of ignoring Facebook. Here's one. When you go to bed at night earlier than usual, you realize you got 6 loads of laundry done, finished a work project on time, and weren't made to feel inadequate in comparison with your 500 closest friends.
You weren't tempted to stalk your increasingly gorgeous ex-boyfriend, the one who broke your heart and who is currently dating a supermodel. At least that's what her Facebook page says.
You were not subjected to crimes against grammar on a daily, maybe hourly basis.
And you actually enjoyed your birthday dinner instead of obsessively posing for pics that might be your next best profile shot.
Now we're joking a little here because we're self-admitted Facebook addicts, and there are a lot of upsides. It's a great way to reconnect with old friends, keep in touch with far-flung relatives, and it can be a fun distraction.
But people who refuse to jump on the Facebook bandwagon may be onto something. Sometimes it might be better for us to spend an hour at lunch with a good friend than to spend an hour cruising the status updates of people that, let's admit, we really aren't that close to.
Well, to listen to all these Facebook segments from this week, visit our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.